chapter 11. On the southeast coastline, the mighty Rapscallion army crouched, saturated, cold and hungry, amid the wreckage of their ships. Grey, black and bruised though it was, dawn proved a welcome sight for the dispirited vermin masses. No beast could have known that after they had burned their dwellings, a storm would arrive in the night. It came from the southeast, tearing across the seas with a vengeance, without warning. Battering torrents of rain sheeted down to drown the campfires round which the vermin were sleeping. Hailstones big as pigeon eggs were mixed with the deluge, while a gale-force wind drove the downpour sideways over the beach. Shrieking and roaring, rats, ferrets, stoats, weasels and foxes dashed about on the shingle, seeking shelter as the storm's intensity grew. Ships beached on the immediate tide line were seized upon by the mountainous seas and heaved out upon the waves, where they were smashed like eggshells as they crashed into one another. Rigging and timbers, ratlines and gallery rails flew through the air, slaying several unfortunates who were running panicked on the shore. Only four vessels beached high above the tide line, their hulls half buried by sand and shingle, were safe. Around the lee sides of these ships, the rapscallions fought their comrades savagely, endeavouring to find shelter. Damag Warfang and his Rapmark officers, together with a chosen few, occupied the cabin spaces, while the remainder fended for themselves out in the open. By daylight, the rain and hailstones had passed, sweeping upward into the land, though the wind was still strong and wild. Damag crouched over a guttering fire in the cabin of his father's former ship, teeth chattering. Drawing his cloak tighter, he watched Lugworm heating a pannikin of grog over the meagre flames.
That looks as ready as it'll ever be. Give it here.
With his teeth rattling like castanets against the container, the great rat sipped gingerly at the scalding concoction. When he had drunk enough, the first blade gave the remainder to Lugworm, who choked it down before Damag could change his mind. Peering through the broken timbers, Damag cast his eye over the low-spirited rapscallions roaming the shore.
We'll move right away. Get inland where the weather's a touch milder. First grove or woodland we find will do for a camp. Fire, water, whatever food we can forage, then we'll be ready to gear up and march.
Lugworm fussed around his chief, brushing dirt and splinters from Damag's cloak.
Aye, sir. They'll be fine, then. Fighting fit for a journey over to the west to pay that Bedjabek for your father.
Whack!